brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Cheryl Celente. He was getting into his well-to-do French girlfriend years ago, and he was saying, he was talking to, I guess he was saying, the mother of one of the family who was alive when the Nazis came. Now, didn't you know they were coming? Please continue where you left off, Gerald.
Yes, sir. Remember, this is about the safe haven trend. And so she told me, she said she remembers her mother, you know, this is her, which was my girlfriend's grandmother, walking into the metro and the German soldiers grabbing her and putting her to one side and grabbing the next person and putting it to the other. And they had 15 people. And they mowed down the 15 people on the right, and her mother survived. And that was because the resistance killed a German soldier the night before. For every one person that the resistance were killing, the Germans were killing 15. I said, why didn't you leave? You must have known they were coming. And she said to me, Gerald, the people that thought they had too much to leave behind stayed behind. So when we talk about safe havens, if this country continues to go in the direction that it's going in, it may not be safe to live here anymore. What is worth more? Your financial and material possessions?
Or your life.
Or your freedom, or your life. So that's the other trend. So we listed what we believe to be the number of good, solid, safe haven opportunities.
Wow, so you're actually now saying the U.S. people may need to evacuate, even though other places are bad. And you're saying, we'll have to have you back in the new year to list some of the places you're saying are safe, but they're in your big report, but or safer. What are a few of them?
Well, one of them is Norway. That's a pretty solid one. They still have their own currency, and they're very rich. And the people are quite free in a lot of ways. That's pretty high on the list. The other one, you know, is that, you know, people ask us about South America. It could go either way, but for the time being, an easy place to get into. And again, one of the recommendations that we make is people, right away, they're ready to buy something. Don't buy anything.
Go look.
Go there, check the place out. Uruguay. Uruguay is pretty solid right now. It's pretty easy to get into, and it has a lot of wealth flowing into it from Brazil and from Argentina. So those are just two of the several that we list. The next one, of course, is, and you're well familiar with this, Big Brother Internet. This could be a year when it determines whether or not we will truly ever have any kind of Internet freedom. Because just like they passed the National Defense Authorization Act, you know the new acts that are coming into place that may close down Internet freedom. And again, these trends can be reversed. Just as I mentioned the repatriate trend. We don't have to become a nation and continue to sink lower into people that are clerks and cashiers. So we have the will to change.
Stop participating in the big mega box stores. Stop participating in New World Order establishment systems. Wake up, warn others. We could turn it around.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, who's to say that these people, as you call them and I call them, these psychopaths and sociopaths, should be telling us what to do? And that's part of the next one, by the way, going out in style. You go back to the 1930s.
Gerald, let me stop you right there. Here's the problem. I've got a guest coming up. I know you've got to go, but last time we didn't get to all of these. We've got to go to break. Can you do 4 or 5 minutes on the other side just to finish the trends?
Sure can.
Okay, guys, let Lindsey Williams apologize. Tell him we're just going to call him in 5 or 6 minutes. I'm going to come back with Gerald, have him kind of run back into these others real fast we haven't gotten to. And, of course, it's all broken down in detail at trendsresearch.com. And we have a lot of similar analysis, but his is more in-depth on each particular topic at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. So we'll be right back after this quick break. But this is reality. I mean, we've got really sick criminals running things. We've got to learn to say no. No.
don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we're finding out who's who in the so-called conservative and libertarian movement. People are coming out of the woodwork attacking Ron Paul right now, and I've got a Mitt Romney article. In fact, you guys get it off the printer for me. I forgot to get it in here. Now, the Washington Post, where they say, it's Mitt Romney's job now, there it is, to derail Ron Paul. Romney casts Ron Paul as a fringe candidate, says he's working hard to derail the Texas congressman. Well, I thought nobody liked him. I thought he couldn't win. I thought he was a fringe candidate. But you've got to work hard to derail him? Because you're discredited. You're for abortion, open borders, carbon taxes, and wrote Obamacare. This is all on record. And you're just like Newt Gingrich. Look, he's in fifth place now. Ron Paul is numero uno. He's rising in all the states. He's either in first, second, or third place. So that mind control mantra that he couldn't win is now failing. I wanted to get Gerald Celente's take on that briefly and then hit the four or five other trends he didn't get to out of his 12 trends. Again, Gerald Celente, top trends forecaster, is our guest. And for the rest of the hour, Lindsey Williams, who just always has amazing information, and we'll do part two of an interview we started earlier in the week, and we'll open the phones up again for your questions for Lindsey Williams, because they were really excellent questions, and I wanted to get to more of those. But briefly, isn't Ron Paul's rise another illustration of people really getting fed up, and the fact that so-called MSM, the dinosaur prostitutes, aren't in control anymore and are getting more and more desperate?
Absolutely. You pick up the toilet paper record, the New York Times. I believe it was December 19th, front page story. Mittens Romney all over the place. On Christmas Day, front page, Mittens Romney all over the place. On Wednesday, front page, Mittens Romney all over the place. Open it up yesterday, Mittens all over the place. Only time they talk about Ron Paul is in a negative light. Listen to what Fat Boy Gingrich said about people like myself that support Ron Paul. No decent American would support his policy. Call me, tell me I'm not a decent American, Neuter. We can have it out man to man. And look at that little weenie up there over in New Hampshire. The guy who runs that rag, that newspaper, the Herald of the New Hampshire.
He called Ron Paul dangerous.
Yeah, no. And anybody that supports him, we're lunatic fringe. Let that little weenie come and call me a lunatic fringe.
Well, hold on, Gerald. That's exactly, you're right. That's what Mitt Romney's saying. He's saying the front runner that the majority of people are supporting, that we're bad too. No, yeah. You're bad, you hedge fund scammer.
Exactly. But what the media is doing, again, where does Newt Gingrich come out and say that any decent American wouldn't support Ron Paul? Who ordained this fat boy the arbiter of who's decent? This guy that's screwing around as his wife's dying in the hospital, one after another. And he's saying, we're indecent? And again, this little ragmeister up there in New Hampshire with that crappy little newspaper out there says only the lunatic fringe supports Ron Paul. Who are these people? And the toilet paper of record, the same thing. Read their editorials. You know what they call Ron Paul's ideas? Claptrap ideas.
Oh, listen, final point on this, and we'll finish your trends, girls. I know you got to go. I saw a new talking point. Ron Paul may still win Iowa because his people are cult members and won't listen to us and our reasoning with them. No, people know you're a pack of scumbags bought and paid for by the mega banks that gutted and destroyed this country. We know you're a bunch of Tory redcoat supporters, punks. And if Ron Paul doesn't win this time, it doesn't matter. Our power is rising. The people don't buy your lies anymore, scum.
That's right, which brings us to the other trend. If Ron Paul doesn't make it, you better understand what you got out there, folks. The Gambinos and the Bananos, the Republicans and the Democrats, directdemocracynow.org. We have to take the power, put it back into the hands of the people. And all those trolls out there that say, oh, then we would have mob rule. 51% would rule. What do you think you got now? You got a gang of 535. That's the mob in Congress that's ruling. Another trend. And again, they all tie together. Going out in style. People need to rebuild their self-respect. You look at the 30s, the worst depression up until now. Look at the style this nation had. Look what we were building. Look at the way people were dressing. Goes back to quality. You know what? It doesn't take anything much to dress up. It's not like, you know, doing exercise or going on a diet. You can look nice. You don't have to look like a cafone. You know what I mean? So what we're saying is step up to style because it builds self-respect. When you have self-respect, you don't take crap from Newt Gingrich, Mittens Romney, or rag owner McCaid up in New Hampshire because you have self-respect. Going out in style means buying quality, supporting local. The last trend, Alex, we're talking about the new energy opportunities on the horizon, the big ones now, the dangers of them, and what we can see coming ahead.
All right. Well, people can find more at trendsresearch.com. Gerald, thank you so much for spending time with us, and have a great and safe New Year.
And Happy New Year to you and everyone else.
All right. There goes Gerald Celente of Trends Research. Now, joining us for the rest of the hour is a man who needs no introduction to our regular listeners. And we do have Bob Chapman, Gary Franchi, and Max Kaiser coming up later as well today in this final radio broadcast that simulcast also at prisonplanet.tv. of 2011. I'll be back with the TV show tonight, our actual last media event of 2011, before we make the plunge into 2012. Lindsey Williams, of course, is an ordained Baptist minister. He went to Alaska in 71 as a missionary, ended up being brought in as the liaison by the oil companies to the oil field workers for at least 3 years. There he met a lot of people like Atlantic Richfield, head of operations, and another actual CEO of one of the big three. One of them's died now, so we can mention his name, Mr. Fromm, not this Christmas, but last Christmas, about a year ago. But the other gentleman is known by me, but I'm obviously not going to give out that source. He's a big insider, gives Lindsey a kind of a bird's eye view on what the globalists are saying and doing. And he joins us now to briefly in this segment and the next recap. But then I promise at 33 after we're going to your phone calls at 800-259-9231, because the callers asking questions are going to take us in directions that I wouldn't think to take us. So he's gracious to join us. And you can know he's also got a three DVD set. What's coming up in 2012, available at prophecyclub.com. We'll give you that number and more before he leaves us. Lindsey, great to have you back. Recap where the world's going, why it's so important, and then we're going to go to calls.
I beg of everyone out there in your listening audience at GCN and on the Alex Jones Show today, InfoWars, I beg of you, I plead with you to listen to the buzzwords that the elite have given me within the past 2 weeks' time. If you do, you will be able to spare yourself major heartache in 2012. There is no question whatsoever that 2012 will be the most startling and unusual and eventful year in 2,000 years. I said that 3 months ago when we first came out with 2012, the beginning of the end. Now, since I was given this information just days ago about the currency devaluation, I want to give you the buzzwords right from Mr. Bernanke's speech. Then I'd like to go into the 5 points he said. I'll do all this if I can between now and the end of this half hour. And then, please, folks, I want to tell you what to do about this. You see, there are elite who are old. The people I knew 35 years ago when I was invited to be the chaplain to the elite of the world and lived with these people, sat across a dinner table with them, lived in the same dorms with them for 3 years, have kept in touch with them over these years. They're in their 70s and 80s now, and old men are talking because they've got a conscience, regardless of who they are. When they face their maker, they know they're going to face it. All right, here we go. Just within a matter of days ago, the elitist basically said to me, go to a certain place, chaplain, and you will know what is about to happen. First of all, I want to punctuate this by saying they did not give me a date. I didn't say whether it's going to happen in January or February. It is going to happen. Mark my words. It's already been said. I want to give you that buzzwords. Please take this down. I hope you have pencils and paper again today, because I'm going to give you facts that you can go on the Internet and find them for yourself. They said, go to November the 21st, 2002. Look at the remarks of then-Governor Ben Bernanke. He today is chairman of the Federal Reserve. Back then, he was the governor of the Federal Reserve, one of many. And they said, look at the speech that he gave at the National Economics Club in Washington, D.C., on November the 21st, 2002, and you will know what is going to take place. And they didn't say 2012, but I think I can surmise from reading between the lines that this is going to happen, and it's not going to be too long off, and you must make preparation. They're buzzwords. Here they are. First of all, there is going to be a currency devaluation. You can depend on it as much as you can depend on the sun coming up this morning and the moon being up tonight. It is going to happen. What does a currency devaluation mean? All right, first of all, let me give you this statement. You need to get this one first, then I'll give you their buzzwords. Whenever a nation finds itself in an insurmountable physical debt hole, there are essentially two ways to fix the problem. Number one, and on one hand, they can cut back on expenditures. Secondly, raise taxes. Or they can do the other. The alternative to cutting back on expenditures or raising taxes is they can devalue their currency. Now, we know that the super committee in Washington did nothing to cut back on expenditures. In fact, it was an utter joke watching them play up there like children. Raise taxes? They can't do it. The rich? Nobody else. They can't seem to raise taxes on anybody. But they want to talk about cutting them. Now, since those two things have not been done and will not be done, and they never intended for those things to be done, because behind closed doors they had planned a currency devaluation in the first place, and they knew none of those things were going to take place. They paid off all of Washington, D.C., with maybe the exception of Ron Paul. On the other hand, what can they do? Devalue the currency. Let me read it to you right from Ben Bernanke's own words in his speech. It is worth noting that there have been times when exchange rate policy has been an effective weapon. A striking example from the U.S. history is Franklin Roosevelt's 40. Folks, are you hearing the buzzwords? He used the word, first of all, exchange. There is going to be a devaluation. He said, secondly, he gives them out of the devaluation. Folks, you've got to listen to this. A striking example from U.S. history is Franklin Roosevelt's 40% devaluation of the dollar against gold in 1933 and 34. That one sentence is one of the the buzzwords. First of all, there's going to be a devaluation of the currency at 40%. Let's just admit to it. You've got, say, $10,000 in the bank, and it's Friday afternoon. And you've been given no word whatsoever is going to happen on Monday. I guarantee you, you will not know in advance what's going to happen. It's going to take place more than likely over a long holiday or a weekend. And when you wake up on Monday morning and get ready to go and see how much money you've got in your bank account, in your checking account, in your business account, whatever it may be, it is going to be cut by 40%. That means if you had $10,000 in that account on Friday, you will have somewhere in the neighborhood of $6,000 only in that account on Monday morning. The currency will be devalued at 40%. Now, let me show you how they're going to do it. He used the example of Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1933 and 34. What did Franklin Roosevelt do in 33 and 4? Whenever these people tell you something, please go and listen to them, folks. I beg of you. They give me these things, I think, because they're old men and they want to clear their conscience. He said in 1933-34, what did Franklin Delano Roosevelt do? He said, bring in, they used gold back in those days. A man would carry around a $20 gold piece in his pocket, which today you'll pay $1,500 for. And they used it to buy groceries and other things. And he said, bring in your $20 gold pieces. It is your duty as an American to help build up the treasury of the United States of America. Go back and look and see what Franklin Roosevelt did. He said, bring in your $20 gold pieces. I will give you a piece of paper representing $20. It was a gold certificate. You don't have them today. You've got Federal Reserve notes today. He actually gave them gold certificates and said, you can take it back to the bank and get $20. The scoundrel, the liar, he knew it had already been planned behind closed doors. I've been told this, that he knew that within a few months' time, he was going to take the price of gold from $20 an ounce to $35. Look in history. Go prove this for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it and all the elitists that have just talked to me recently. You're going to face it soon. You'd better get ready for it. He took it from $20 a few months later without any warning. Nothing was said. Automatically, he said, we're going to $35 for gold. Figure it. From 20 to 35 is 40%. What did he do? The gold pieces that they had turned in for $20, they could go back to the bank and get $20 for it. They could not get 35. And when they went back to say, you scoundrel, you have ripped me off for 40%, he devalued the currency. This time, they'll merely take the Federal Reserve note, and where it's worth a certain amount on Friday afternoon, it'll be worth another amount on Monday morning, and you're going to have a 40% devaluation. It is coming. Now, what can you do about it? There's really only one thing, and Mr. Fromm told me this many years ago, and I didn't understand what he was saying. He said to me one day, he said, Chaplain, If it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. Alex, you've heard me say that over your show over and over and over. I did not know what Mr. Fromm was saying to me at the time, and he basically was saying, Chaplain, if it is not tangible, it's no good. Do you realize that piece of paper has got to be turned into something? If you don't get out of paper, IRAs, 401Ks, your retirement funds, you can't depend on Social Security. The amount that you'll be getting will be worth 40% less the next morning after the devaluation. And you think that you can live on it? You're having trouble living on it now? Just wait until then. You've got to get out of paper before the devaluation takes place. What do you do? It's very simple, as simple as 1, 2, 3. Do you realize that the next morning, after the currency devaluation, that gold is going to be worth 40% more than it was the day that you bought it? Now, I know I do not sell gold and silver. You couldn't buy an ounce from me if you tried. Alex can tell you where to go for that. GCN can tell you where to go. All I'm telling you is the facts that have been given to me. You must get out of paper of every kind immediately, because it is going to be worth 40% less, but the gold is going to go up 40%, I guarantee you, within a matter of days after the devaluation.
Okay, Lindsay, let me just give the number, because we're going to take calls when we come back, and I skipped that last network break, 800-259-9231 to get people's take on this. Now, Gerald Celente, who I respect and whose analysis has been spot on, has made the point, I know you've made the point, that we have gotten reprieves. The elite has backed off a few times, and that's actually come out from Jim Tucker's sources mirroring what you'd already reported, and that they are concerned. And we had over 2 million guns sold so far in the month of December, an all-time record. 500-plus thousand of those, CNN reports, were sold just in the 6 days before Christmas. And so and there was a survey. The reason I know about this, I was listening to Fox News Radio driving in this morning, and they were reporting on the survey. And I pulled up the CNN report on it. But they were saying in the survey, people said because they're worried about civil unrest and that they don't trust the government. I mean, this is mainstream news now. This is being reported. I mean, I heard it on 590 AM. I went and pulled it up. Here's CNN. That's got to shake up the elite. Because, I mean, I can't tell you how many veterans I know. Some of them are young, some of them are old, and they're not looking for trouble. But they're not going to be pushed around like this is Russia or something. I mean, they've trained the police and military to take on, quote, veterans and conservatives and libertarians, and we've gotten the manuals on that. This isn't going to fly. So, I mean, bottom line, from your research, there are ways to turn this around, or are we going into a zone where nothing's going to turn it around?
Well, there positively are ways to turn it around, and I've expressed this to you over the past many years. I've been on your show, Alex. I told you that when I lived with these people, I've said it to your audience over and over, when I lived with these elite for 3 years' time, I mean, I sat across the dinner table from them, lived in the dorms with them, talked to them one-on-one. They were not in my church. I was on their oil field. And there's only one thing on the face of this earth that the elite are scared of. Now, this doesn't come from what you hear or read about in the book. I lived it. The only one thing that the elite is scared of, they are scared to death of the masses waking up. That is the only thing bothers them. Money doesn't bother them. They have the control of it. Congress, they could care less. They control them. The president, he's under that total control.
And that's why they spend all day ridiculing people that say common sense things. And that's why it looks so silly now as they defend all this evil, because they're desperately trying to keep people dumbed down. And now people don't trust them. But the final domino, Pastor, from my research, is people still think we're the minority. Lindsay, I'm out there. People recognize me, so I get interaction that regular folks don't get. People are awake, my friend.
They are awake, and they're waking up faster every day, and there are masses waking up out there. And come on, folks, you've got to immediately. You can't wait till tomorrow morning to make preparation. The day after the currency changeover, you are going to see every gun store in America wiped out in 24 hours' time. You mark my words.
No. Just last hour, I realized over the years I've expended most of my ammo. I am going to go tomorrow. I shouldn't even say this on air because I read the Record City's awesome for gun sales. I'm going to go buy a mass load of ammo myself tomorrow. Wow. All right, Lindsay, stay there. It's crazy. I hope all this doesn't happen, but it's going from a possibility to a probability. Now, the wake-up may be big enough to back off the system. But they've done a lot of bold stuff. I'm not sure. And they want to start this war with Iran. That'll be a good political diversion for them. We'll be right back with your calls. Lindsey Williams, our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Well, who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas. You know, God walked down in the cool of the day, called Adam by his name. And he refused to answer because he's naked and ashamed. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Who's that
riding? Well, there's
riding?
Sunhouse. That's some old-time blues for you there.
Under seven seas. You know,
certainly a crazy time to be alive. There's no doubt evil is rising. But for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. All right, Lindsey Williams is here. And he is here to take your calls. We appreciate him joining us. I'm doing a fourth hour today. We got Bob Chapman on the next hour. We'll take calls for your financial questions, geopolitical questions for myself or Bob Chapman. Since we got Lindsey on a little bit late, I skipped a break, and we're going to have him 5 minutes to the next hour. Then Bob Chapman will join us. Then I'm doing a fourth hour today with Max Kaiser and We've got Gary Franchi, who has that amazing TV ad running, exposing what those of us that know Ron Paul already know. He's obsessed with individualism and not religion or color or any of that. And that's why he's against all these wars and against mandatory drug sentencing and the rest of it. And that's why the system hates him. So we're going to be talking to Franchi coming up and playing that ad here as well. But Lindsey Williams is our guest right now. Lindsey, let's go to the phone calls here. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I live in a city comparable to Austin, Texas, there, here in North Carolina. And I am noticing an increase, like, you know, and Ron Paul supporters being outspoken and calling into radio shows. And it's really, it's encouraging to see that he's starting to get some traction.
Oh, we're getting reports all over the country of people out with signs on the streets. I mean, look, the system knows he's the front runner and they're scared. And that's why I know I'm interrupting before you get to your question, but first they said hackers were going to attack. And then I said, watch, they'll make the counting secret. And now the RNC is taking it to tally it at a secret location and is making the tallying at the local area secret. So there's no doubt they're telling you Romney's down the lead so they can say Ron Paul's seventh place or something. I mean, or they'll do third place or something. They're getting ready to do what they do as criminals. And these are criminals. These are criminals that lie about WMDs, you name it, that have the federal government sticking their hands down your wife's pants to train you you're a slave. They are hardcore criminals. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, but other than, you know, some outspokenness, some activism on the, you know, the local 50,000-watt station, Alex, I'm not seeing any sign of any awakening at all around here. I mean, the people are complete zombies. They have no clue what's going on, as far as I can see. Now, maybe they're just being quiet about it. But, I mean, this is...
Well, look, let me explain this to you. I am very well known now. I'm in some well-known movies. Never tried to be in movies. Rick Linklater, nice guy, called up, put me in a few movies. I have been all over national TV. I have millions of radio listeners. Our YouTube channels have over 300 million views. So hundreds of millions of people worldwide know who I am. So I get to have experiences other people don't, because people recognize me, they know me, so they'll talk to me. And I can go out on the street now, and every third person stops and shakes my hand. So there are a lot of people awake. There are also a lot of people who don't feel like they have any power and are just thinking about their car payment and getting home, and you know, they're hungry, and their boss is mean to them. But there's always people who don't count and who are on the sidelines because they don't want to count or don't think they count. But it was 5% won the war against the British. We got way more than 5%. Lindsey Williams, what's your take on this?
You're exactly right, Alex. In fact, you remember back last May, I came on your show and I said price of gasoline or the price of crude oil is going to $150 a barrel. You remember I came back later and said, the elite, in fact, I told him, the elitist on the phone, I said, you really hurt my credibility. You told me it was going to $150 a barrel. Now you're telling me that you're going to hold off for the rest of the summer. I said, what's going on? Well, when I got down to the base of it, I found out they had to back off. They didn't have any choice. You fill up that SUV for $200 a barrel, people begin to wake up. And as a result, they backed off on the price for a while just to keep you out of the loop. They don't want you to know what's going on. They don't want you to get excited. They want to do everything in their power. And then I came back on and I said, you're going to keep the price of gasoline right about where it is for the next number of months because the elite had to back off. Too many of you were waking up. You're right, Alex. They are waking up in mass out there. But this is going to shake them to the core when we have the devaluation, I'm quite sure.
Yes, sir. And again, the caller, you know, chin up, my friend, but I want to give you my word. I don't come on the air and give you pep rallies and tell you that people are waking up to make you feel good. This is not campfire stories, okay? I mean, if you heard my show 10 years ago, you didn't hear me talking about a big wake up. I was, you know, saying, my gosh, you know, people are going to come, I'll wake up. And just as an individual, dedicating myself to truth and liberty, I have reached thousands of times the people I ever imagined I would. I just couldn't sit by and watch this happening, so I thought, well, I'll start fighting, and, you know, there's others out there fighting. And so, look, I don't want to get into this again, but 20 years ago, Ron Paul couldn't get a single co-sponsored audit at the Fed. It passed the House this year. They killed it in the Senate. But we'll do even better. 4 years ago, Ron Paul didn't get a fraction of the support. Look where he is now. Too bad he's going to be probably a little too old next go-around if he doesn't win this time. But the ideas are there. I've talked to Jim Tucker. I've talked to Esalen, people that do have Bilderberg Group sources that have proven stunningly accurate, just as Williams has. And I mean, I was told, yeah, Obama's going to be here by Tucker. And then 2 hours later, here comes the motorcade into the Virginia Hotel while the mainstream media says nobody knows where Obama and Hillary went. You know, they shook the media, and there they are. I mean, that's how powerful Tucker's sources are. And too bad he's getting, you know, really old. But the point is that all of this is happening. All of this is going on. And in those meetings, and I'm talking about Bilderberg in 2006, they were talking about Ron Paul in the official meeting. And they were talking about him even more this year in Switzerland. And yet, they guess who else they talk about? Lindsay, they talk about this radio show. I've not just been told that from you. I've been told that by others. I mean, they are scared, and they better be. They're a bunch of criminals, Lindsay.
Well, Alex, not only do they know about your radio show, I told you this back about a year ago. I said, Alex, you are in their crosshairs because some of them had said something to me. And then I didn't say it to you. But I'll say it to you now. I talked to your producer a while back off the air when he asked me to be on one of your shows, and I said, they know Alex Jones's personal home phone number. And he said, where in the world did you get that? I said, from them. And they know exactly what you're doing, Alex, and they're scared to death because you're one of the greatest voices out there. GCN Radio is blasting it everywhere. People are waking up by the millions. Last summer we took a trip from here to Oregon and back. And I'd go to one place, and I didn't even want to be known. I went to a convention someplace, and I didn't even want to be known. I said, let me sit in the back. I don't even want to be up on the platform. It wasn't 24 hours before they had a crowd of people that wanted to hear what I had to say. Alex, you're right. They're waking up. They know you're out there.
But that's why they haven't killed us yet, because there's Ron Paul, there's Lindsey Williams, there's Bob Chapman, there's thousands of prominent people now. And you know what? A lot of people out there get into this Patriot stuff for some of the right reasons, but they get competitive and want to be big stars. Folks, being big in this means you are in the crosshairs walking point. I am so happy when other people are prominent. So happy when people get more attention than I do. I wish Glenn Beck was totally for real. He has gone in the right direction in many ways, because I don't have a death wish. And the only reason they haven't killed us, they would 30, 40 years ago, they killed a lot of people, is because back then they were trying to keep it down. They failed keeping this down. Now if they kill us, it highlights, it underlines everything we've said. But it doesn't mean that we're still not in danger. It is your prayers. Folks, remember, God is real and is in control. Lindsay, what's your take on why we're still alive?
Well, you're exactly right, but I'm going to go a step further. Why have these elitists, just within the past few months' time, started giving me more outstanding information than they ever gave me when Ken Fromm was alive? There's a reason why. There are a few of these people who are old and decrepit in their 70s and 80s who themselves are concerned. And when I talk to them on the phone and when I get emails from them, Alex, I am amazed. There are some of the retired elitists today that are in some ways thinking like you and I think, to the point that they say, as Ken Fromm said to me a few years ago, Lindsay, I'm too old to care. Just go ahead and give them everything. Well, you have got to know what you're facing in 2020.
Exactly. Let me stop you there. Let me stop, because I want to go back to calls. This is so powerful, Lindsay. Look, being in the elite, from my historical research, is like a prison. A lot of these people, that's what Dr. Labo, who I know has treated some heads of state, one head of state told her, you know, I don't like this new world order. I don't like the population reduction. I don't like what we're doing, but I can't get out of it. It's like the mafia or the CIA. And we give the whistleblowers and the insiders who aren't pure evil a chance to repent. And when we see that historically, we see it in the Bible, where powerful, wicked people who aren't totally wicked repent. We see it in pop culture. Darth Vader repents. And again, people are like, oh, you know, now you're using fiction. The point is, that's a pop culture example. There are many people that now, as this new order gets closer and closer, that a lot of the leaders are compartmentalized themselves. They were told this world government was to help people. Now they know it's not, Lindsay.
Yeah, once they get to the age of the elitist that I knew back 35 years ago, these people themselves are very concerned. And you're right, Alex. They are stepping out and themselves saying things, and then they'll turn around and, okay, let me put to this, and I can't go too far on the air. You'll please forgive me. There's certain things I can't say. But they'll turn around and say, Lindsay, why don't you go here and look for this? And Lindsay, Chaplain, go over there and look, and you'll find the answer to this. And then they'll have somebody else to call me on the phone like they did the other day. Somebody sent me an email that they had told them, I think they told them, at least to send it to me. And whenever I got the information, I knew exactly where it came from. They didn't want it to come from their computer. Alex, these people themselves, the older ones, who are from the generation many a time or two back, they're getting concerned themselves, and they have told me everything that is going to happen in 2012, and we put it in this new DVD series, 2012, The Beginning of the End, and you've got to know what to do. You don't have to worry about the currency devaluation if you have taken the...
No, you're right. In fact, people can find that at prophecyclub.com. Let's go back to the calls before you leave. I'm going to dig out that number. We're going to give it out, Lindsay. Let's go to, because I'm hogging all the time here, saying I go to calls. I'm bad. Ironhead in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello there again. I don't believe it twice in 1 month. I feel like this is better than 72 virgins. anyway. A quick spiritual comment. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the beast has been cast down, knowing he has but a short time. I think both of you guys will agree that this is a spiritual battle, and that's why so many around us refuse to wake up because they don't have the spiritual discernment.
Now, that's it. The devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. And I'd sit in Sunday school and, you know, read that when I was a kid and wouldn't really pay attention to it. But now I study these evil people, whether you believe in God or not. They run around ravenously killing, stealing, and destroying because that's their nature. People go, well, why does a serial killer do this? Because they like it. They're compelled to do it. Lindsay comments on what Ironhead said.
The devil is on the rampage. You're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. He knows his time is short, and he's taking advantage of everything he can do with the new world order, new young elitist. And the old ones, Alex, as I've expressed before, the ones giving me information now, are becoming very concerned even themselves. That's exactly right. Satan's on the rampage.
I mean, look at the bioweapons. Look at all the stuff they've developed. They're not in control of all of this. Why would they develop the super weapons they've created? Because there's a dark force behind it that wants to blow this planet up, ladies and gentlemen, because that entity hates God's creation. You love the creation? That's just a manifestation of the Creator. I'm not going to start preaching here. This is real. Ironhead, anything else?
Yeah, absolutely. What I really wanted to get to, and this is the crux of the matter, most people have never heard any of your great associates, such as people I know like Bob Chapman, or anybody talk about position limits. Most people who own gold and silver do not understand that Goldman Sachs, Chase, a.k.a. all of them, do not have position limits. As long as they have computers, they can run the trade any way they want.
No, that's how they keep the price down. But now physical really costs more than what the paper says. So, it's cooked. It's cooked. What was your final point on that?
Okay, let me finish this point. What has to be understood by people owning gold and silver, they can run the price of gold and silver down to zero, and they're going to do that without a doubt. They're going to run it to zero. Most people who do not understand the markets have never traded contracts like I have for 20 years. They do not understand that you can take this thing to zero. They will sell into a failing market, and that's why the concept of free gold has to be understood by everybody on this planet. And that's what I want Lindsay to address with next time or anytime he talks to Mr. L. We have to get everybody to understand that do not sell into a falling market because they can drive it to zero. And the weak hands will not know what's going on. And that's
They could manipulate a really big drop, but when they do something fake like that, it'll bounce straight back up even more with more force from my research. So, yeah, absolutely. If they do a panic or something, which they could pull, absolutely. I mean, you know, they've done this a bunch, though, not to the extent you're talking about. I appreciate your call. Let's go to another one here. Let's talk to Michael in Florida. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams.
Hi, it's Michelle, but that's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm dumb.
That's okay.
It does say Michelle right there, but I do this thing where Michelle looks like Michael across the room. Go ahead.
That's okay. I have three quick questions, but I just want to make a statement. I live in Florida, but we have a place in Ohio, and there are people awake, and we're in rural areas in both places. And there's a place in Cincinnati. This lady came to church, and I just knew she was awake. Anyway, she said they have big meeting groups there, that they're all planning for what's going to happen, and they're all making moves into strategic places out in the rural areas out there. So here and there, I'm just
listen, I'm going to hold you over because I want to get your full question, but let me just tell you now. I have gone to, like, children's parties with my children in different small towns, and it's scientists and doctors and retired FBI agents and biochemists just everywhere. And sometimes they don't even know who I am, but they're saying, do you know about the global takeover plan? We're preparing for it. Do you know about the bioweapons they've got? I mean, it's like they know. The higher educated people get, the more they are, they know, because they're in the system and they're seeing it. Lindsay, take us out the break with what I just covered.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Alex. They are waking up. They're waking up in mass. And I don't know what anymore I could say. I'm also, you know, I've been a minister of the gospel for 55 years. I'm in my 70s, but just as active as I was when I was back in my 50s. And I am seeing for the first time in the past 6 months a number of churches that have called me and say, the next time you come out with any DVD series or anything that we can put in our, that we can show to our church, send it to me. They are, for the first time, Alex, in 35 years that I've been out here trying to beat the bushes and tell the truth, we actually have a series of churches now who are asking me for information on a every few day basis.
Exactly. Okay, stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Michelle, in Florida. Stay with us.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long time.
Once the globalists are identified, they've got to move with hardcore tyranny, which they're now trying to sell. And I think it's going over like a lead balloon. Doesn't matter, though. They're still going to run the bulldozer right over us because they don't have a choice. So get ready for impact, ladies and gentlemen. Lindsey Williams, our guest, this segment, the next, and Bob Chapman joins us. Calls will continue here. We're doing a fourth special hour today with several guests, including Max Kaiser and Gary Franchi. Going back to Michelle in Florida. Go ahead and ask your questions, Michelle.
Real quick, the number one question I get from other Christians are, what do the globalists have planned with these FEMA camps? A lot of them are thinking they're going to be sent to these FEMA camps. The next one is silver as good as gold to have, and should we be hiding our food, guns, and ammo somewhere in our house?
Is that for me or Lindsay?
Both of you, either or.
Okay, well, let me just briefly give you my answer, and then we'll get Lindsay's, and I appreciate your call. Look, they're not going to say Alex Jones goes to a FEMA camp today. As things collapse, they'll put the poor people in there, and of course they're going to have to be enrolled for their safety, and then there are facilities for the extremists. I've been to the drills. We've got the training manuals. This is public. I mean, we know how the FEMA camps are rolled out. It's in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. It just documents and calls for further funding of what's already there. So you see all these leaders in Illinois saying, we want troops on the streets, and in New Orleans and Louisiana calling for it. It's called for by the local operatives. Like, oh, vampire, please come in. They beguile you with this. Lindsey Williams.
I have tried to get the elite on the subject of the FEMA camps numbers of times. You've heard me say this on your show before, Alex, and they refuse to answer any of my questions. When I ask something of these people, and back even when Mr. Braun was alive, and he didn't want to answer. He just positively was very curt sometimes and would say, no, let's don't talk about that. I'm going to talk about one thing, though, and I must be very emphatic about this, despite what the previous caller said. You remember when I came on your program and I said, Alex, I've just been told by, and I didn't name him then, Mr. Fromm, and that's who did it. He said price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. People said I was crazy. I was laughed at.
But it did do it in the next 6 months.
3 weeks later when it happened, you said I was a prophet. Now, I'm coming back to give you this one right now also. Mr. Fromm said our currency. Our currency. He stressed so much what their currency is. Their currency is gold and silver. Never in the history of the world. Look this up for yourself. And I must be very positive about this because of what they told me. Never in the history of the world has gold and silver ever gone to zero. You show me any time from Adam until today that the one thing that God put
sure, on well, it's even in industrial metals used everywhere. I'm not saying I agree with the guy that they could take it to zero. They can sure manipulate it up and down. But every time they artificially manipulate it down, it only makes it bounce back up. But specifically about hiding guns, gold, silver, yes, it is good to do that. It certainly is good to do that.
I guarantee you one thing. If you hide your paper currency, your Federal Reserve notes between your mattress, after the day after the devaluation, it's going to be worth 40% less than what it is, what it was on Friday when they closed the banks. But if you've got gold and silver hidden someplace around the house there, I guarantee you, you mark my words, you're going to call me a prophet after it happens and wish to goodness you'd listen to what the elite have told me. I'm just telling you what they've told me, folks. That's all I can do. It will be worth 40% more than it was on Friday when the banks closed after the devaluation. And you cannot depend on it unless it is tangible.
All right, back in 1 minute. We're going to do 5 more minutes with Lindsey Williams. And we're going to hurry through some quick questions from Sean and Roy and Justin and Mark and others. But just we'll get your question and get a quick answer from Lindsey on the other side. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.